Hi, this is Russ. We are in Satanism 101, this course that deals with kind of the introduction and overview of Satanism in the United States, but also the history and dealing with different levels of satanic groups and individuals that have influenced and that are now, even now, influencing Europe, the UK, United States, Canada, and so forth. So, as you come as a researcher, a student, as a believer in Christ, you need still to be prayed up, know your authority, know the armor of God. You're literally, you know, stepping in like the spies into Jericho. You're going to look around what the enemy is doing. And I can't say it's the worst of the worst, but in some of the examples you'll get here tonight, in Michael Aquino, the Temple of Set, we clearly have not only influence, but some serious considerations because it involves U.S. military. It involves just secret plans. And like I say at the end of the notes that we have on this section, where is Michael Aquino tonight? And what is he doing? So let's take a look at some of Satanism's elite, the elitism that there is out there in Satanism. Now, we will touch on this form of it. We'll have a second part to this session 11, which deals with Aleister Crowley and even Jack Parsons, all of which have great influence in the dark arts of the United States of America. Now, you may meet individuals that are part of the Temple of Set, but most likely they wouldn't tell you in the beginning. Because when we talk about elitism, we're talking about people that have PhDs, think of themselves as highly educated, highly cultured, that even that they're beyond the normal, you know, citizen, that they are above and beyond. But what they are is carried over into where they work and how they influence. And if this includes individuals in politics, individuals in the U.S. military, well, then we need to take a very, very close look at them, as has many individuals so far taking a look. So on your notes, page 24, talking about the Temple of Set, and we talk about Michael Aquino, and I've given you some videos on the web page. So if you click on the web page that this comes with, you're going to see a number of the YouTube videos. And I'm only to tell you now that here and with Aleister Crowley, there are some, you know, little pictures and different things. These are not Christian videos. These are videos put out, some of which to expose these individuals and talk about their background, who they are, and what they're doing. And some of the information that comes out is a little risque or whatever else, but it's also, again, part of the research that uncovers active forms of Satanism. Michael Aquino was, first of all, a part of the Church of Satan and was very familiar with Anton LaVey. He began in that branch of Satanism and eventually broke away to somewhat set up what he would see as maybe a more elite version, maybe a more seriously oriented version. Now, I gave you the link to the actual site on the website. They have a website, the Temple of Set, and you can read a number of things there, some of their philosophy. You can even look at their recruiting form, or if you're interested in getting involved, I mean, it's a pretty good process. Maybe not like the Masons, in the sense that people are invited to come to the Masons only by special invitation, whereas here with the Church of Satan, you can fill out an application and become a part in some way, and you can be sure that they're going to scrutinize you. You're not going to be able to go to their meetings without going through the process and eventually getting in. So it's going to be kind of tough if there's somebody that wanted to infiltrate and find out what's going on. Colonel Michael Aquino is retired now, U.S. military. I believe it was he that said in his meetings with Tom, well, he was also on television with Tom Wedge, author of the book Satan Hunter, and Tom also, I believe, has a section on Michael Aquino. And Mike and Tom talked to me personally about this man and his views of this individual. Now, don't get me wrong. Even though you see video on this web page for this session and see Michael Aquino in his black hair, kind of Spock looking, with his eyebrows where he has them twisted up like little horns, like little devil's horns, says that he was born that way, which is probably not true. It's always amazing to me how somebody can, you know, hold a PhD, be involved in some of the most incredible studies and knowledge, and be very knowledgeable. And but again, that knowledge has also gone off, like the Nazi doctors, Nazi psychiatrists, Nazi scientists, you know, not only into weapons of warfare, but mind control, which we'll talk about in a few moments. So the bottom line is that he comes from U.S. military and definitely has brought his influence and has recruited individuals out of U.S. military. And it's been said that there may be a satanic grotto on every single U.S. military base worldwide, which means that there would be at least up to 13 or a group that would be meeting somewhere on the base, which, by the way, they are legally allowed to meet. And U.S. chaplains have to allow that, and it occurs. And U.S. military soldiers have spoken to me about it before. So there are satanic grottos on U.S. military bases and legal permission for them to exist. So you can be a Satanist that gets, you know, that goes into the U.S. military. But again, we have some like Michael Aquino here, one of the highest, you know, levels of U.S. military and his influence. Now, this does not mean that it's gone well with him for all, you know, U.S. military and others have looked at him with wary eyes because of some of the things that occurred. I had put at the bottom of this page, too, in a link on your webpage, the article called The Satanic Subversion of U.S. Military. And if you've heard me talk about the Black Awakening and the Undergrounders, which we'll talk about even later on in the course, you're going to hear me talk about the concept of infiltration of U.S. military, which I believe has occurred since the 50s. And that is a biblically oriented believer. If you understand biblical prophecy, think in terms of the Antichrist for a moment and realize that as the Antichrist comes to power, the three primary places that he must have control of: politics, military, and religion / spirituality. It's the spirituality that is where the power, the actual power, comes from, that will bring together the possibility of global politics and will bring together the military. And so I'm going to mention on the second part of this with Aleister Crowley, you might want to do a study of Revelation 16. And I make mention of this a lot because it's not mentioned a lot in theological books and materials, and I don't think I've ever heard a sermon ever in 33, 34 years preached on it. But it is a future prophecy about one of the, you can call it the mother of all rituals, and where there's this kind of triangulation of the dragon, which is the full sense of satanic power, counterfeit to the Father. There's the beast, the counterfeit incarnation. There's the false prophet, the counterfeit Holy Spirit. And there's a joining together, kind of a counterfeit evil trinity, unholy trinity, as some people call it. But it's what they do, how they do it, and the results that are amazing. Now, if you believe the Bible and you take a look at this, it hasn't occurred yet. It's futuristic. It will not occur until after the rise of the Antichrist, probably somewhere towards the sixth year into the last 7 years of the of the 7 year tribulation time. Part of the great, the Hey Thlipsis, Hey Magali, the great, the tribulation. Now it's when there is knowledge on the satanic side of the visible return of Jesus, it's the descent, when he is literally coming down out of the heavens and will eventually, you know, like the Bible says, every eye shall see him. So we're talking about the visible return, the consummation of history, everything we know as a believer that brings about, you know, when Jesus brings about the end of history, the end of evil, the beginning of the millennium, and so many more things, which includes our glorification and our being with him. But prior to that event and Satan's knowledge of the event of the visible return of Christ, in Revelation 16, now here's where you and I have to do some thinking and some praying, because what we see in the future and the Antichrist, even if he exists right now on the earth, he has not yet come to the apocalypse, the unveiling, the visible showing of him to the world. So we don't see him, we don't know him yet, and when that occurs, it's clearly that there's only probably, you know, somewhere around 7 years left. And all these major, major events will occur with incredible speed. But part of what occurs is that it's a spiritual clash, that all of the politics, military, all of the stuff going on, there are spiritual powers. God has his two witnesses out. Powers are being displayed. The Antichrist and the false prophet, powers are being displayed. And obviously, the so-called New World Order has come into existence by now, or by then. And that means in a multinational, I mean a global, an attempt at total global control. At least it'll be the largest empire in human history as far as the joining together of nations, the power of those politics that will wield a global control. With the Antichrist being, or the little horn in Daniel, being at the forefront. And he's considered the stern-faced king. And he knows the satanic mysteries. He knows he's a man of intrigue, knows the mysteries, which is, there's no question about that. If he is the incarnation, counterfeit incarnation, of Satan himself in human form, not only was he brought about, probably, with the workings of ritual, but it's clear that he's involved in this chapter 16 of Revelation, massive ritual. So you will hear me talk about this upcoming ritual in numerous studies that I do, because it has literally historic effect. And it's a glimpse of what rituals are, like at Bohemian Grove or all the way back to Manasseh in the Old Testament, or what's going on behind the scenes. Or Father Malachi Martin talking about the invocation of Antichrist at St. Paul's in the Vatican in his book Windswept House and in other articles. Do I believe that many rituals are being done today to kind of spiritually dirty the air, send power out, and send the assignments out? You better believe it. But you got to remember that their work, unlike the church, is in sheer darkness and secrecy. Thus, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the secret power of lawlessness. And so all these rituals and all these things are being done to fuel the satanic agenda, which is sequential, by the way, and is something that is measured in biblical prophecy. Events, the great revolt, satanic revolt, anarchy, chaos before the unveiling of Antichrist in a new world order. Well, when all that comes about, eventually, you know, the end goal isn't just simply Antichrist ruling, playing God in the temple. If you read Revelation 16 well and see where the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet join together, now here's what it talks about. Out of their mouths, which is very typical of high-ordered priests and so forth, because they contain the powers. Now, take it back into the book of the Gospel of John, where Jesus Christ himself, out of his mouth, he breathed on the disciples the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God flowed from Christ onto the disciples even prior to the full pouring out of the Holy Spirit, baptism, filling, anointing, and so forth at the day of Pentecost, as prophesied by Joel. But we have this concept where Spirit flows and Jesus breathes on them. Well, we look in Revelation 16 and it's like, again, out of their mouths. out of their beings where they have collected, where there's probably, you know, the man in Mark chapter 5, 144,000 demons inside. The idea of the space is not an issue when it comes to the joining together of satanic powers. So they could have hundreds of thousands of demons within as part of their empowerment, ability, and weaponry per se. So what happens here is they send out. Now notice it's spirits, evil spirits, demons. Out of their mouths come these three specific demons, probably very powerful, okay? And they come out in a when I look at this in ritual format, I see it as a triangulation, a power cone, what Satanists, deep Satanists talk about. And they send, now notice how they send the demons and where. This is an issue. Now catch this, please, to think through this. They send the demons to the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth, biblically in Revelation, represent the political and military leaders. The political and military leaders who had already given in to the new world order, the new satanic age, the Luciferian age. They are already linked as heads of their nations. And look what happens with them. They don't just come willingly. The powers, deep, dark, you know, incredible satanic powers, they go out from the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet to literally influence, seduce through miraculous ways. Listen, here's where we see again this: the powers are real. That's why we talk about the ramping up. In the last days, in the very, very last days, again, unprecedented in human history. And they send the dark satanic powers to target the kings, political and military leaders. Here's what it's for. By the satanic powers to draw them and gather them, to literally gather them together. Okay, think about it. Gather them together on the great day of God Almighty. They're to bring out all of them together, the collective military. The collective military. By that time in world history, which will be the most powerful, advanced military, not only in technology, but in numbers, ever in all of history. And behind the entire movement of this military mass, you know, coming into Jerusalem, will be the guidance, direction of satanic powers. So if you can take that and realize that that is being done there in the future, which it could be in our lifetime. I believe it on a personal level, I believe it will be. But let me just say this. Now we back up and begin to take a look at rituals at Bohemian Grove, which I'll give you a 1-hour special, and you can look at the website already, but I'm going to kind of add that into this course because as far as I can see in my research, over 150 years or more, satanic rituals have been done not only in Europe, but now here in the United States. And the goal has been to bring all these world leaders together in the United States of America on a yearly basis. For years upon years, including current presidents, current senators, current governors, some of the wealthiest media moguls, presidents of and kings, leaders of other nations around the world have all been drawn to the Bohemian Grove in California. And they, if you look at the Alex Jones videos and so forth, I'm not going to go into it a lot heavy here, but simply, they may not know what's happening. Matter of fact, underground Satanists that I've dealt with, brotherhooders and so forth, they call many world leaders and politicians unwittings. When I first saw the video, I realized what was occurring right away. They were all there to be influenced under the cover of drama, a masquerade, literally. A real ancient ritual, the summoning of real powers, and without question, the sending of those powers to influence the minds, the hearts, of all those leaders. Can you imagine all those leaders being brought to a stadium and thousands of Christians coming to pray? That would be a good thing. We are told and instructed by the Spirit of God in Timothy chapter 2, there's an urgency and a priority. First of all, it says, the Holy Spirit says, that we should be praying for, you know, leaders and all those in authority. And it uses two Greek words to give general prayer and specific prayer. And we should realize that as we pray, according to Ephesians 3, according to his power that has worked within us, power goes out. That's how the power of God goes out. Peter, in Acts chapter 4, when the disciples and all of them raise their voices together and pray for boldness and for God to stretch out his hand to heal, perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of his holy servant Jesus. Those were prayers that involved the advancing of the church, the salvation of souls, the healing of lives, the deliverance, the powers of God to be demonstrated. And that's exactly what occurred. And when you read Acts chapter 4, you see the power of God fall on the church. I mean, so much so, so supernatural was it that it shook the building and moved them out. If you read into Acts 5 and 6, you'll see how some of the power of God influenced the church to be out on the field, advancing the cause of Christ, advancing God's will, God's agenda, God's kingdom. Well, please understand, when there's hundreds of underground rituals being done everywhere, all across the United States, in Europe for years upon years and years, and at Bohemian Grove, which has been somewhat uncovered, and from my interactions for years with these individuals, and even battling them on a spiritual warfare basis when they have done rituals against us and so forth. Well, their powers are real. They truly conjure demonic powers. They send them and they target individuals. And if Michael Aquino in the Temple of Set, clearly, as you read his background, as I read his background, he would be very familiar with the powers and how to raise them and how to send them. Matter of fact, when you do research on him, you're going to find out that he went to Germany to the Hall of the Dead, where Himmler, the occultist Himmler, inducted SS troops, leaders, and where the 13 skulls in the ritual chamber and this place of contact with the ancestors, the spirits, an incredible place they were going to build that would be directed by the demonic, what they would consider ascended masters and so forth. Well, Michael Aquino goes there to perform a ritual, to do a conjuring. Now, a lot of people don't know the details of that, but again, somebody who has been versed in some of the deepest of stuff, and that's part of the issue with a lot of the deep-oriented, you know, Luciferians, the ancient brotherhood. Though I have some and pieces of materials of their kind of ritual stuff, there is no way, for example, I do not have the ritual books which bindings are made out of animal and human skin that had been sacrificed or handwritten or guided even by spirits. Where did the rituals come from? Well, the guidance of the demonic spirits give them the format and they are placed down and then they use those rituals and many of them are very old. Very, very old. So when you think in terms of influence, I'm just going to tell you again what I believe, and I believe that any and all evidence will more and more will point this way, and research points this way, that U.S. military has been a target not only of infiltration, but of satanic powers being unleashed. Powers being unleashed, you know, for years upon years. And so undergrounders and some of what we call the, you know, the satanic chosen ones that understand how to conjure power, release power, and use their powers. They've been involved in military. Many of them come out of the Monarch Project and MK Ultra. But they're looking at their powers as a way to eventually subvert U.S. military, bringing it down and bringing it in compliance with the coming New World Order under Antichrist. So I want you to think through, when you're studying and researching Michael Aquino, that you understand the kind of influence. If we only have 2% of information about who he is and what he does, I want you to consider the 98% of information we don't have. We do not have. He obviously has great influence in U.S. military. Point two on that page, 24. We also have the issue of Michael Aquino and child abuse, where children came forward and accused him at the Presidio military complex, his involvement in intelligence circles, his involvement in high-level psyops and mind wars. You can read about that. You'll see it on the videos when you do some of those views of the videos. Now, actually, U.S. military did a covert investigation, and though they could not pin him down, there were accusations, there were allegations, and there are victims that have come forward that are defiant in their belief, not only that he's done real deep, you know, satanic rituals, but he knows how to split human personality. He knows how to do programming in the mind. He knows how to create multiple personality disorder and then use those personalities. He knows what, his wife's name, Lilith, and if you, again, look into any of the stuff, you're going to see, again, the joining of the satanic spirituality with perverted sexuality. So you can read Linda Blood, the new Satanist I read years ago, and she gives an incredible personal account of her being brought in into meetings, into satanic meetings where Michael had been and Michael was a part of. And she'll talk about all those kind of things. And so the U.S. military investigated him. And basically, I think it pushed him into more hiding. You can read the link to Rumor Mills also and see what they have to say. Point three, Michael in Mind Wars. He's an expert in mind control and population control. He's very versed in the kind of satanic technology that is going to be needed in the future. This is the exact kind of technology that is going to be needed in the future for population control. And Michael Aquino is at the forefront of studies, ideas, promotion, use, experimentation. So when you watch some of the videos concerning this or read some of the other materials, they'll all kind of corroborate in the sense that he is highly involved. And that U.S. military in intelligence circles have been influenced by his involvement. Can you imagine a major intelligence meeting where Michael Aquino is a part of it, you know, with his little twisted up eyebrows, and there he is sharing all the information, and who knows what kind of spirits are in or upon him? Who knows what kind of rituals he's doing to send on other generals, to send on others in U.S. military? And hey, by the way, by the providence of God, if this session ever gets to U.S. military individuals, which I know have been downloaded by, well, one of the colonels anyway that we know of, the information that you should really take a look at and not just throw off as fantastic or out of this world, the concepts, again, of spiritual powers influencing military development. Where do the ideas for weapons come from? When you think in terms of Aleister Crowley, we're going to talk about JPL, the Jack Parsons laboratories, Jack Parsons rocket scientist, and all the involvement of the Babylon working that's been done by, listen, U.S. Scientists. Well, we'll talk about that in the second part, but I just wanted to bring it up now to let you know again that in U.S. military, the CIA, DIA, the DOD, Department of Defense, the NSA, obviously. And now with Richard, when we read the new materials out, Richard Hoagland's book, referring to dark science and the dark agenda in NASA. And I will probably mention a little bit of that in the next part of this also, but there's a complete exposure of dark rituals, occult-oriented individuals, the Masons, satanic groups, Nazi belief systems that have been at the very foundations of NASA, involved in all the development of NASA, and maybe involved in some of the porthole opening, the idea of opening portholes and allowing the demonic to come through. Well, if you want to understand again, Michael Aquino has clearly the information has worked with in the past Cameron, the one who did what was called depatterning of personality out of Canada, the lawsuits that incurred. He was CIA funded, and Dr. Cameron, victims have come forward, and there's particular books written about him. He's pretty much in the forefront of a lot of the mind control books, but it's the same kind of material. So, in this section, anyway, please understand that Michael Aquino, U.S. military, high influence, the kind of guy that would influence many other military individuals and have drawn them into his Temple of Set, into the Egyptian, you know, well, Set, the Egyptian form of Satan. Again, whatever the name, the same principle, the same power behind it, dark power. And a lot of the Egyptian occultism is coming out, not only with Michael Aquino, Aleister Crowley, and now also in Richard Hoagland's exposure of NASA and a lot of the gods, goddesses, materials, and, you know, think in terms again back to the days of the pyramids and the pharaohs and so forth. Pharaoh in the Old Testament, when Moses arrives, is a type of Satan himself, let alone a demon-worshipping king, and possibly, at the very least, Nephilim blood, if not a direct Nephilim. I, like Patrick Huron and many others, believe that the pyramids were built by the supernatural empowerments and guidance and technology of Nephilim, and that it would have been demonic technology. But we don't have time to get into all that here. Now, I ask you at the end of this page 24, and here's part of where, again, research is important, taking a look, reading all that you can about Michael, and that's fine. I can't say that I've read every piece of research, 4 or 5 books on the subject, and looking into people that have met him and listening to ancient Brotherhood Satanists that have been at Fort Bragg when he came down there to teach and met him and know of him and listened to his lectures. I've listened to all that, and it leads me to question, as I do on page 24, the bottom. Where is Michael? Where is Michael tonight? What is he doing tonight? What rituals are being done? Where, if he's gone all the way to Germany, to Wurttemberg Castle, the Hall of the Dead, to do major conjuring where major doorways were already opened, what powers has he received? What powers has he unleashed? Because when it comes down to real elitist Satanists, Luciferians, they are not like satanic dabblers that go into cemeteries and put anarchy signs on gravestones and push them over. These are the individuals that are in direct contact with the powers, who have a sense of a destiny spiritually, superiority, elitism, who are supernaturally guided and led, though completely deceived. But they will, you know, are they just conjuring dark powers for sexual orgies? No. Please understand that Michael Aquino and those like him in the Temple of Set, they understand how to conjure the powers and how to target individuals for influence. They know how to send out supernatural powers, just like what we read about in Revelation 16. Just like we understand at Bohemian Grove and the powers that are being sent out on our U.S. leaders on U.S. soil. And you can go to the Bohemian Grove site that we have, the assault on Bohemian Grove on the shatterthedarkness.net, and you can take a look at that and just see what we put up to encourage individuals to begin, because even when it comes to the investigation, I've learned this when I was in law enforcement, and when we investigated and still investigate satanic crimes. And I've worked, you know, in the context of feds and stuff like that and many different law enforcement agencies. And so let me just tell you this, that the supernatural powers can help keep them hidden. Law enforcement and the best investigative tools are not enough to uncover, nail down, expose, and bring to justice those who perpetrate satanic crimes. I have no question that I believe Michael Aquino fits the kind of ancient brotherhood style satanic ritual abuse, the use of children, the burying of their memories of their abuse, the use of those children not just for their own sexual gratification, but for the drawing of satanic powers, the creation of satanic super soldiers, and I would have no question in believing that he would be a part of the coming great revolt. They call it the Black Awakening, and the involvement in the rise of the Antichrist. So where's Michael tonight? As a believer in Jesus, you and I go to church, you know, we have our daily things to do. You know, maybe you have a family and kids. The United States is in the middle of political, you know, turmoil and all kinds of things that are going on. And yet Michael Aquino and the Temple of Set and all the individuals that he has recruited in and a part of his organization, they are playing a part in the influence of U.S. technology and U.S. military. What powers have they unleashed? Who has contested their work? Who has prayed against their work? Who has literally taken it upon themselves as a prayer warrior to counter these satanic works, to break through the satanic secrecy? Don't forget, as I tell many times, about the wicked queen of Scotland who was involved in the persecution of church, and I believe in the dark arts. It is said of her that she feared the prayers of John Knox, the reformer, more than an invading army. If you and I know that as we go through these studies, that when it comes down to politics and military, that it's supernatural forces that will lead them to the Great Rebellion, to the rise of Antichrist, to the kind of globalism that the New Age dreams about and seeks in their own Luciferic invocations. It's what 2012 is all about in the development of a whole new world order. A whole new, you know, after the big catastrophe, then a new spiritual, you know, humanity will arise in a whole new system. So on a in-the-air critical mass consensus, you will sense the spirit of the age moving towards everything else has failed. We need a whole new spiritual transformation. We need a whole new politic. We need a whole new concept. It will involve environment issues. It will involve peace. The Word of God predicts that it will be a peace, but there is no peace. A masked peace for 3.5 years. But again, because of the deception, eventually the destruction of possibly up to 4 billion will die. So I want you to think about, especially if you have friends in the military, children in the military, if you've come out of military, and realize that war is a bloody and a horrific thing, that many times God has to use nations, even imperfect nations, and their militaries, Romans chapter 13, to bear the sword on the evildoer, to stem the tide, at least until Jesus comes. Listen, if there is not an involvement from God on a political basis, Romans 13, and of the body of Christ in the world, according to theologians like Paul Bilheimer, who wrote Destined for the Throne, that there would be, if there was nothing to contest the satanic rule, there would be a complete and total absolute takeover. The spiritual dark powers would be so prevalent, in Manasseh's day, like in Sodom, like in Babylon, like in the, emperor worship of Rome. Notice how the spiritual emperor worship and the mightiest political power and military power in the world at that time was Rome. Notice the spiritual backing. I mean, this is where the church had to face some of the most severe persecutions in history. Fox's Book of Martyrs will talk about it. A sequel to that, By Their Blood, will talk about it. So where there is a seat of Satan, his power is operative in the political structure. You can be sure that it will have operating influence in the military side. Now, this does not mean that great revivals can't break out, that God cannot do things, but again, you and I are part of the kingdom of God, and we need to advance the cause of Christ. We need to realize that this course that we are in right now is not just a part of information. It's not just a part of information. It is a part of a divine appointment for your life. You are listening right now and maybe looking at the webpage and looking at the notes, and you are being literally embraced with this information. And I have no question that the God that you love and serve, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you know, will be speaking to your life about your participation of ramping up your prayer life, ramping up your life as a witness for Jesus, maybe becoming so powerful in prayer like John Knox, wicked political leaders and even wicked military leaders would fear your prayers more than an invading army. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Don't forget us on Sunday nights, live radio on the internet. You can get to that link, you can get to that spot if you go to the ShatterTheDarkness.net website. And the preemption broadcast materials we put out every single week, all the links are there, along with the brand new Ablaze, 7 Days Ablaze, Ablaze for God devotionals. They've just begun. We've got them all through this week till Sunday, and we'll have 7 days a week, every single month for the entire year, little miniature sermons, and we encourage you, because sometimes in the midst of all this dark stuff we're in, you know, engaged with. Now, the reason why I don't fear engaging it is because I worship God and pray and walk with the Lord, and I know that the Word of God, and I'm going to give you this verse, okay? And I feel led to do this right now. 1 John chapter 4, in chapter 4, we read what? Greater, the Greek word megdala, meaning massively, you know, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So I don't care if it's Michael Aquino or Aleister Crowley or John Dee, the old ancient occultist in Europe. It doesn't make any difference. I don't care if they have thousands of demons. God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Greater, Megdala. You are a temple of the Spirit of God. You have the backing of the living Christ who literally crushed the satanic powers. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy Satan's work. And you have Christ living in you. And he said, I have given you authority, permanent authority, to trample on the dark powers and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And the reason God gave you the authority is so that you would use it, So in prayer, you can attack the demonic powers, the satanic secrecy, and the satanic work at the Bohemian Grove. You can attack the satanic powers infiltrating U.S. military, U.S. politics. You can literally have powerful, powerful influence as long as we pray, as long as we focus, as long as we target, as long as we, you know, unleash. As we read in Acts chapter 4, look at the power of God. Please don't think that you're just a little person that can only have a little tiny sphere of influence. Let your faith be built. Read Hebrews chapter 11 and realize that by faith they conquered kingdoms. They administered justice. They did great works. Jesus said the authority you were given was to overcome all the power of the enemy. Even Revelation 12 talks about how those believers living in that future day overcame the ancient dragon. By the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Christ and the word of their testimony, they overcame. And the Greek word Nike is referring to a decisive and clear victory. So yes, Satan will have his place in the world because fallen humanity believes the lie. Because we have done it. We've opened the door. There'd be no doorways. Jesus talked about this prince, the satanic, you know, Satan's as the prince of this world. And he said, he has nothing in me, no doorway in me, no legal access in me. He had nothing. And you and I can realize now as we've been set free and we have the authority of Christ, that he has nothing in you. And we need to make sure that we haven't, you know, and that simple thing there is just ask the Lord, is there anything in me that Satan could use against me? Yes, he brings battle, but bring it back. Yes, when warfare comes, man, unleash the authority of Christ, rebuke the presence, clear the air around you. And if you ever find out or sense or by the Spirit of God are told that individuals are doing rituals against you, well, then I tell you what, thunder back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unleash and ask the Lord to crush. Look at 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy Satan's work. And so your prayers and my prayers every single day for the lost, winning souls, unleashing God's power, it includes, Lord, crush satanic powers where I know they're going on. And so I stand here in Ohio many times during the week, if not almost every day. And I raise my arms towards the west, towards California, and I just pray for the destruction of that ritual site. I just pray against all the powers that have been unleashed, and I pray for uncontested evidence. So what can we do about Michael? We can pray for his salvation. Like Saul of Tarsus, it's not impossible for him to get saved. Did Saul of Tarsus ever think he would become a Christian? Did Saul of Tarsus, he would have arrogantly, I mean, he's the kind of guy that would have punched you in the face, put you in jail, had you beat or watched you be executed for your faith in Christ. And listen, the prayers that went up for him, and it's very clear supernaturally how Jesus brought Saul of Tarsus down to his knees, unveiled his presence and his authority and his power, and the arrogant, threatening, crazed Saul of Tarsus literally is on his knees, blinded by the light of Christ, in sheer terror and fear, powerless in the presence of Jesus. Would to God, and I would pray with you right now, that God would so visit Michael Aquino and those involved. Yes, I would agree that I don't want to see anybody lose their soul for eternity. God is not willing that any perish, but that all would come to repentance. God would rather show mercy. That's why we read in James chapter 5 that mercy triumphs over judgment. You can be sure that judgment for all known and unknown sins, crimes that Michael Aquino has done. Because we read in Hebrews 4, that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So I want you to know that all the secrecy and all the stuff, even when you read Thessalonians 2, I'm just, you know, we emphasize it because this is what the Word of God teaches, how the supernatural dark side operates in this super subterranean secrecy and advances its cause in secrecy until basically it's too late for many people. So let's throw out our prayers, not throw out our prayers, let's unleash our prayers and pray that the God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, he who has died at the cross, rose from the dead, conquered death, destroyed the satanic powers, that Jesus may visit Michael Aquino. We pray, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus right now, that you would just visit him in such a supernatural way. We pray against all the satanic powers he has acquired. We pray against all the satanic secrecy. We pray for uncovering. We pray for uncontested evidence. We pray for you to show him for what he is. And if he is harming children, and if he is doing things that are literally altering the minds of individuals, and if he is being used to subvert U.S. military, God, we pray today, we pray this prayer would stand, and I pray that every single person who will ever hear this prayer as a believer in Christ will immediately join the prayers and pray that, Father, you stretch out your hand, engage Michael Aquino, engage him. You're the God that visited Saul of Tarshish. You're the God that brought down Pharaoh. You're the God that dealt with King Herod when necessary. In your great mercy, where mercy triumphs over judgment, we would pray that you would stretch out your hand, supernaturally attack the dark powers in, around, and all of what Michael Aquino does. Expose, demonstrate your power, demonstrate your grace and mercy. We would pray for his salvation. We would also pray for the wickedness and the evil to be stopped. We pray for victims to come forward, to be able to tell what really did occur. We pray against all satanic rituals that have been done to cover the crimes to be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you will bless those who are in the course, the researchers and others who will hear this, that you will lead believers to have a passion to win the lost, but in the context of these days, unleash in their prayers the powerful authority of Jesus. Now, so we encourage all students to be involved and even developing in your own prayer groups. Matter of fact, we'd love to see many of you start in your own areas, four or five individuals. That's all it takes. Sometimes I only have four individuals. When we go through the prayer mapping and pray and focus on individuals and, you know, pray for the souls, but also pray against the powers. Listen, God can do great things. But without prayer, nothing will be done. Think about Acts chapter 4. You know, if they would have never raised their voices together to God in prayer, if they would have never done that, you could just imagine the pouring out of power, the demonstration of the power of God, the leading of many, many Christians out to witness and share the word of God. I just encourage you today, may God speak to us. May God cause us to realize that great and incredible and astounding and extraordinary things can still be done. I don't care how dark and spiritually horrible it gets. Daniel was outnumbered basically 96 to 3 or 4 of them. He was in Babylon, where the demon territorial powers controlled the era and the oversight of the whole empire, where 56 demon temples and rituals and dark powers, and I mean the whole place was just like hell on earth. And yet, he stood, and he was the prayer warrior. He did what he could do, and God used that window to encounter the entire kingdom, to eventually bring down the demon-worshipping king, who eventually would renounce the other gods and acknowledge that only Daniel's God, Yahweh, the living God, is the God of gods, and that only he should be worshipped. No telling what God will do in your life if you will rise up, step out in faith, and let God use your life. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you.